He deceased is the next word. Well, since her husband passed away.
And now a lot of people will say, boy, I'm glad that old fellow finally, he was a mean old man. I'm glad he finally
died or passed away.
Kicked
the bucket. They use that as a slam.
You know, in the old days, people would die, and they might be dead a week.
I had occasion to hear about that. My dad had a friend that had died. So they thought he had died. Well, in those days, they didn't embalm you like they do now. They laid you on something called a cooling board. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Well, this old fella was laid out on a cooling board, and my dad and my Uncle George was sitting up with him like they did, you know, and take by turns sitting up at night. So my dad said, they were sort of nodding, and all at once he said, he opened his eyes, and the man was sitting up on the cooling board, and he said, George, look, look, look. He said, Uncle George never did turn around. He just out the door he went. My papa said he didn't even go out the door. He went out the window. He said he left the man. And they was running down the road. And old fella was coming to the way to release them, you know. And he said, what's the matter, Alfred? And he said, go on down the road. You can find out. He said, that man's sitting up. And when the old fella got there, he was standing up in the door. So he was left alone. Nobody stayed with him. And that old man lived, I think, about 5 or 6 years longer after that. So you see, I wonder now, these days, that sometimes a person is not dead and they embalm it and don't know whether they're really dead or not. I wonder that. I really do. Because a long time ago, he had a chance to go into a coma. And you'd wake up later, you know. But now, I don't know. Of course, they keep you a long time because Dr. Hale went into a coma. He was in a coma, I think, about 3 or 4 days or longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pulled out of it, but, oh, he was real sick. A blood vessel broke on his head. He was a heart specialist, one of the best. And
the fellow who looks after that sort of thing is called
A heart specialist.
Well, no, the fellow who takes care of the body after you're dead is called...
He's called embalmer. Who embalms the body?
Yeah.
That's embalmer.
The guy who takes care of
The undertaker?
Okay.
He takes care of the funerals.
Okay.
But the one who takes care of the funerals, who supervises the funerals, they don't embalm.
Yeah. The place where people are buried is the...
Well, they call it the cemetery. We used to call it the graveyard.
You might say somebody, back in the old days, you know, people would die, and they wouldn't know what they...
died of?
Yeah.
Well, they would say the old man or the lady or child, somebody died, and they had complicated disease, or maybe they didn't know what they had.
What they died?
Yeah, just died instantly.
They didn't know what they
had.
Now the box that people are buried in is the
called a casket.
Okay. Have you ever seen the ones that would be wide at the? They'd be narrow. They'd be narrow at the feet and wide up at the.
I never noticed.
Okay.
The only ones I've ever been around to, either the steel casket, or velvet, you know.
You ever saw the ones that would be narrow down at the feet and get wide up at the shoulders?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I really haven't.
Now, the people dressed in black, you say they're...
in mourning.
When a woman, say, lost control of themselves during the...
funeral?
Yeah, you say they were